Well, there really isn't much anybody can say right now. I don't think anybody's has anything that's going to make anything any better with the situation. I think there's a huge sense of loss and a huge sense of just sadness has kind of crept in over the shock. I think at first you're just first of all, you can't believe it happened. Second of all, I think you just wait to see if it actually is Malik, because there was a period of time when no one, they were pretty sure, but you were kind of holding out hope that it maybe wasn't Malik. And then just sadness, I guess. That's all I can say. I think it's just a tremendous loss for the, for his friends, his family, his wife, his son, teammates, college friends. Just one life touched so many different people for so long. It's just, I really don't know. Really, I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's just, there's not much anybody can say. I just don't know rhyme or reason to it. And I guess everybody's trying to deal with it the best way they can, which is, remember Malik. And, it's funny because you watch the shot against Indiana when he banks it in, and he's on the floor and he's got his hands raised and he's kicking his legs. And I think that's the way I always kind of remember, just the smile and the interviews and the intelligence and stuff like that. But I don't know. I guess the best thing to just maybe open up for questions.
I think definitely what Kevin has said. We're going through a very sad time in our organization. Our hearts and sympathy and support goes out to Lisa and his son Remy and his mom and dad and his family. A lot of people have asked, what you remember, as far as about Malik, and I think that, what our team was, that's what he was. Very unselfish, someone who believed that, the team was more important than the individual. And I think that he stood for what we were this past year. And he'll be missed, but never forgotten. I'm sorry.
Question? Kevin, you have, in a sense, gone through this and the Celtic family has lost a couple of players
Lenny Bias was a different, really, people hadn't had a chance to know Lenny. He had died 2 or 3 days after he was drafted, and we'd all met him. That was it. Reggie was very hard. I had moved back to Minnesota, and I had retired, and had a picture of Reggie in my den, and I would look at the picture even later on that year, even a year later, and it was almost like, because I hadn't seen Robert, I hadn't seen a lot of guys I played with when I retired and left, but I look at it, and it would shock me, like, he's not here. The other guys I will see somewhere. It's just a sense of finality. I don't know if there's anything, there's no way to, to relate it all together. It's just such a sense of sadness and such a sense of tragic loss at such an early time and such a 30 years old. 30 years old. It's just his life is just starting, just beginning. And I don't know if you never get over it. I think there's always things you see that remind you of him. I think that's the same way with Malik. I don't think I'll ever walk in our locker room and look at his locker and not think of Malik. I don't think I'll ever drive down Highway 100 and get to that point by 7 where you won't think of Malik. I don't think, there'll always be constant memories of that, as it is with everybody else that you shared something with. And, I don't know if you ever get over it. I think it's just something that stays with you for a long, long time. But as time goes by, you do remember, you remember the smiles, the laughter, you remember a lot of the positive things. I think the pain subsides and the memories stay forever.
How are your players dealing with this? And do you envision any official organized attempt to deal with the grief, the counseling, or anything like that?
Yeah. The players are all dealing with it, best they can. I think everybody probably deals with this in their own way. That's a hard question to answer, Steve. We were all together, over the weekend. you hope that everybody can have a support group and lean on each other and get better. And I'm sure that, you know, everybody now is scattered a little bit. Everybody will be together for the funeral, I'm sure, but then it's a matter of maybe trying to get something together, you know, as a group.
You know, I think that one, the closeness of our team is something I think that will help everybody. And I think they're going to need help, you know, as we all are, you know, going through this. And so I think that's something that definitely, you know, is going to help. And I think that, you know, you gain strength, you know, from within. And I think that's what a lot of our players are looking for. We've got some, I mean, we've got people that are rocks, you know, Sam Mitchell and, you know, Tom Hammond's got back in today. I mean, the list goes on and on, as Kevin said. You know, I think we had 8 guys that were there Saturday and 2 others were trying to fly in. And so, you know, I talked all year long that, you know, this is a family, and it is. You know, I mean, you know, the people like you guys that cover it day in and day out, you know, we're together all the time. And so so because of that, there is that special bond and that special unity that brings everybody together. And this is the times where, you know, we're going to all need that support.
Is it difficult not to be angry at the guy that hit him? I mean, it's clearly, drunk or not, he was going the wrong way. You know, it's not like it was a...
You can be angry at a lot of things, and what good does that do? You know, being angry isn't going to bring back Malik Sealy. If being angry brought back Malik Sealy, I think we'd all be very angry. But, you know, nothing anybody's going to do or say right now is going to change the events of 4 a.m. on May 20th. I mean, that's written in stone. That's done. I mean, that's, everybody's trying to deal with the best they can. So I don't know, anger, just sadness more than anger. I don't see how displacing some anger on somebody I never knew is going to do any good for me. Maybe other people feel that way. I don't.
I think, you know, the number one concern right now is Lisa and Remy and his mom and dad family, I think. And I mean, that's where I think everybody is really concerned, you know, from that standpoint.
Well, you've had a couple losses in the life here. A mentor and a father figure, maybe a little kid figure here. Personally,
I think, like everybody, I think there's, you know, you're talking, you know, people, it touched everybody. I mean, Kent's the same way, you know, people that have been here involved in the basketball community. And it's, I think more than anything, people are in somewhat still in shock. And I think, as Kevin mentioned before, I think, you know, I think about walking in the locker room and seeing, used to kid Malik, when I'd give my pregame talk, he kind of would sit there and almost meditate like yoga, you know, before. And he started doing that right when he started playing well. And one of my coaches had said to me, you know, why is he doing that? And I said, well, whatever he's doing, he better not stop, because he's, the way he's playing, you know, we might have all 13 guys by the end of the year doing that. And I still think I'll walk in the locker room and I'm going to give a talk and I'm going to see him, you know, they're doing that. And so, I mean, it's a difficult situation for everybody. But I think that, you know, there's always a lot of questions, never a lot of answers. And I think it makes you appreciate, you know, what you have. And I think you're living each day as you should live every day. And I think it puts everything in perspective. I think, you know, someone had either talked about it or, you know, written about it, and I've read over the last few days. You know, we had a great year, 50 games, but, you know, that doesn't matter. You know, no matter what, you know, this year will go down as a loss.
Questions?
Flip into the U.S.
I think that we're going to, I think we'll leave that up to the family. I think, you know, there are a lot of people, I'm sure. I know we've had, I mean, driving by Highway 100, I think there's even been flowers, you know, that have been laid down to rest on Highway 100, and there were some flowers laying in their door when we came in, when some people came in this morning. But I think that's, you know, that's really for the family, and I think that we're going to let them make that decision. And if it's something that they feel strongly, if they'd like to do, then we will do what we can to support it and do that. But I know that you know, we're planning on taking our team and a lot of pretty big contingent from Minnesota to the funeral. Whenever, I guess we don't know for sure when it's going to be yet. But we'll leave that pretty much as far as with them and how they want to deal with that.
I'm sure they're, you know, they're a pressing concern, I'm sure, is getting Malik home to New York, and I think everything else will be dealt with later.
You know, I know this affects everybody in the organization, but I'm wondering if you have special concerns for Kevin because of his relationship with Malik and his intimate
amount. I don't think there's The question is not just he was with him. It's how close that he became. You're talking about an individual that, as his mom, as I sat with her on Saturday morning, when he was in eighth grade, him and his friend Bug are, looking at the TV, laying on the floor, saying, "Watch this guy from St. John's. He's like me. He's tall. He's skinny. He wears 21." And he took his number, from that. The fortunate thing for Kevin is he had an opportunity, to play with someone that he idolized somewhat growing up. You don't always have that opportunity. And Malik touched his life and instilled a lot of positive qualities in KG. And so, we are, we're concerned, and I think that it's important. That's why I said, players like Sam Mitchell, who are rocks, as far as within our team and our whole organization has to give support and let it be known that, that we're all here, together.
More questions? Thank you.